Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hello, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C. I am so grateful that you are here. I actually just got done having I don't know if you've ever had these gratitude zoomies. Like, I've been having them nonstop lately. Just so much gratitude. I just running around the house, jumping up and down, and also a lot of gratitude cries. I don't know if that ever happens to you. I'll just kind of just be like, oh my God, I can't even believe this is what I get to do for a living. Oh my God, I can't believe all my clients. They're just amazing. So a little bit of what I wanted to dive into today was specific to feeling more motivated and feeling more grounded. A lot of what has been coming through lately is this feeling of rushing and racing to reach your goal. And this is something that happens really, really often. And this is something that we touch on a lot in our high-level program, High Vibe Money. It's really about wealth expansion. And a lot of our clients, you know, if they're starting out in my program Cashflow Confidential or the CEO Club, and they're looking to really build these online empires, which is what we specialize in, there's this essence of the pace is already too quick. Too quick. I want cash now. I want to grow it now. I want to be at seven figures now. I want to now. And I've made a podcast episode about this particular topic before, about how reaching your goals too quickly can actually backfire. And I want to talk a little bit about why the energy of pacing your process is so wildly impactful for your long-term success. Because just to remind you, you're in this for the long haul. We're not in here just to make quick cash and then everything's going to be buttoned up and good to go. We want to be able to create scalability, growth in a pace that feels really good for you. So where this is really rooted from is this rushing and this racing of like, I need to get it done quick. It needs to be right. It needs to be perfect. There's a lot of this layered in. I'm not comfortable where I am right now, and I need to reach this external goal to feel something different. So when I reach the six figures, when I reach the seven figures, when I see all the money, when I do all this, then I'll feel something else. And this is something that's been coming up a lot with the rushing and the racing is like, these are conditional things that you're putting onto you and your business. It's like saying, I won't love you until you look this way. I won't accept you until you have this kind of car or this kind of bank account. That's conditional love, babe. We need unconditional love, unconditional. Regardless of where you are right now, it's absolutely perfect. But oftentimes when we put these conditions, I won't feel successful until the money comes in. I won't feel fulfilled until I get a client. I won't feel this until this. It puts you in distance and in judgment and an energetic separation from that and what you actually desire. Because it's not the client that you want. It's not the money that you want. It's not the overflowing bank account. It's not that. Even though right now you're probably like, Jamie, shut up. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Of course it is. You can fight me until you're blue in the face with it, but I'm going to still tell you it's not. You want to feel something. You want to feel something else. What does the overflowing bank account make you feel? What does the client booking make you feel? What does the 10K deposit make you feel? Gratitude, fulfillment, energized, right? You're looking for the sense of ease, the sense of flow, the sense of, I did it. But if we're just waiting until that happens to feel that, then it's conditional. And when we are manifesting, when we are in the energy of expansion and grounding, It's about feeling the thing now. It's about feeling the thing now. I want to tell you a quick story. I started with $4 to my name when I went out on my own for the first time. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was still a girl with a big ass dream, though. I could tell you that. A big ass and a big ass dream. That's, if you met me, now you know. So here's the thing about it is that you are absolutely going to reach your goal. You're going to reach your goal. You're going to. But you get to decide how it feels in the process. So when I started with $4 to my name, I had a 5-month-old baby. And what ended up happening was I decided I had run out of growth where I was. I decided I was going to go out on my own. And I was, everyone in my circle was telling me, Jamie, that's the worst thing that you can do. Do not. That's not safe. That's no, 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 no. Everyone in my circle is like, Jamie, that's the craziest thing that you can do is to go out on your own. And I said, no, I need to do it. I need to do it. I know that there's more. I know that there's more. From there, fast forwarding to 10 years later, I've had 3 7-figure businesses. I've recently sold 2 of them because, number one, they no longer lit me up and they no longer fulfilled the version of me that created those businesses. It did not feel like a full body 10. All of my energy was in what I do right now. It is a full body, hell yes, full body 10. Now, what I want you to remember is that someone came to me in the DMs and they said, Jamie, I don't have any money to buy your courses. I said, that's okay. You don't need to have money to have results. When you start with $4 to your name, you're not investing in a $10,000 coach. There's no way that's even bouncing into your brain. You live in the world of Google, YouTube. Your most important and valuable asset or resource is your time and your energy. That is what I did to build my business. Is I said, I trust myself, regardless of what happens, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And then when the income came in, I invested in coaches. I invested in roadmaps, in online education, and $30,000 coaches, $20,000 coaches, $10,000 coaches. And every single one of my investments has tripled my income. However, not having the money to invest in a program right now in this season of your life does not mean that you cannot reach massive success. The amount of free education that is available is unreal. Google is at your fingertips. Success is at your fingertips. If you can invest a resource like money, then you can invest your time. And that is all you need to be able to make your life a success, is the idea of I can do it. I can make it work. Everything I need will be shown to me. My path will be lit, illuminated. Everything will show itself to me. Everything will. But if you lay in the shoulds, the needs, the have tos, I have to get there faster. I have to make money now. I have to do these things. Guess what? That is in contraction to your energy. And when you are in contraction, you are not in alignment. When you are in alignment, you are in a space of this feels so good. Listen to your body when you're making decisions. If you feel contraction, that's not the way. It's not the way. It's not the way. So back to the rushing and the racing. So when it happens is when you make that decision that regardless of my income, I will make this work. I got this. There's something to be said about being scrappy, right? I talk to 7-figure business owners, 8-figure business owners, and they all say, you just make it work. You just get scrappy. You don't hold out on things. You just make it work. You make a decision and you make it work. And I cannot say that is literally the most important thing that I ever learned, is that just make a choice. Make a choice and go. Move. The longer you stay stagnant, the longer the shoulds, the what ifs, the hows, how is it going to happen, they seep into the mind, right? Now, when you are deciding in that moment that you are about to become a success in the energy of ease without racing or rushing your process, and you're finding the fulfillment now, you're sinking into the energy now, you're feeling lit up now, you're feeling fulfilled and happy and wealthy and rich and joyful now, you are in the energy of experiencing what you desire. You are not in separation of it. So here's the thing that I want you to remember. When you decide, you have made a declaration to your future. It is inevitable if you have decided. Now, what is the most important thing that I could ever say when you are creating massive impact and massive income and having just the abundance of overflow, six figures, seven figures, eight figures, all of the things, right? It's not about the how right now. Sometimes the how is the biggest disruptor to your energy. Be the person. Embody the person. This is why I include wealth energetics in every single one of my programs, is because it's 80% of your success. And I sound like a broken record, but I don't care, because it is the most important thing that I could ever say to anybody, is that 80% of your growth is embodiment. It is releasing the thoughts that no longer serve you. It's releasing the ideas of who you think you have to be and think you know. It's really coming back home to yourself. And it's about becoming the person that can generate massive income. It's not about applying a strategy. That's only 20%. I'm going to tell you to apply a strategy, but in the energy of embodiment. Now, I had an interesting conversation in the DMs recently, and this girl mentioned, she's like, hey, I'm so ready to join your CEO club. And I'm like, hell yes, you are. Hell yeah, you are. Speaking of which, can I just brag on some of my clients? One of my clients literally just messaged in the Facebook community today, and she's like, I just started talking about my program. I haven't even done my masterclass, but I'm letting people know that it's available. Da, da, da. People are already making sales. She made $6,000 and she hasn't even done an official launch yet. That's embodiment, babe. That's embodiment. $6,000 in 24 hours. Unreal. My other client the other day, $2,500. My other client, $40,000, $10,000. Like, my babes are embodying their most wealthy self, and they are using the strategy and the alignment and all of it. And it's just pure fucking magic. So in the DMs today, she says, hey, I want to join your CEO club. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do this. I want to see your success more than anybody. Like, it is the best thing in the planet. And she's like, but I really feel like I want to delegate most of the tasks, delegate the tasks out to somebody else. And this is, and she said, would you suggest that? And I can peep a mindset block 100 miles away. And I said, I'm going to use this as an invitation to ask you, what's coming up for you of the feeling of learning something new? And she's like, well, I'm just afraid that I'll lose clients while I'm learning something new. And this is the most powerful opportunity, is for you to go in nervous and scared and prove to yourself that you can be brave and learn something new. No one came out of the womb knowing how to launch a fucking course. I'm just going to remind you, no one came out of the womb with 148,000 followers or making 200K months. We all start from zero. We all start from zero. We all learn. We all learn how to walk. We all learn how to talk. We all learn how to go to school. We all learn how to make friends. We all learn how to do these things. You learned how to do all the things in your business right now, and you're having clients, which is proof that you can learn something else. And it is going to be the most powerful action of bravery and strength, and saying, I'm okay with learning something new. If you are clinging onto the identity of saying, I'm not a techie person. Girl, identity work. No. That's like going into a pool one time and saying you're not a good swimmer. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Saying I am not a techie person or I'm not tech savvy is like going into a pool one time and saying you're not a good swimmer. How often are you practicing? How often are you practicing? You're probably not. It probably was difficult one time, two times, and you said, oh, claiming it, claiming that identity that I'm not a techie person. And all of a sudden an opportunity makes itself available for you to be able to grow your business in a space that feels so amazing, so life-giving, gives you more space, more freedom than you've ever thought possible, more income than you ever thought possible. You get to see all these client wins, but it involves tech. And you claim that you're not a techie person. Is it going to be uncomfortable to learn something new? Abso-fucking-lutely. Anything is. Anything is. Anything is difficult when you're just starting out. But guess what? It ends up not being at a certain point. And I'll never forget the time that I say this story all the time, but I'm going to say it again. When I first started learning how to drive a car, I was scared shitless. I think I waited until I was like almost 18 to get my driver's license because I was like, my thought process was like, there's a very, very thin line between me and a very large moving vehicle. And the idea of me getting in that vehicle and another one coming very close to me is very nerve-wracking. And I don't want to do that. And my parents were just like, yeah, you'll do it when you're ready. And I waited until I was almost 18. And I remember my sister took me to go practice driving. And this may sound a little wild, but essentially she took me to this cemetery where they had like a one-way road, you know, throughout the cemetery. She's like, well, you know, it's quiet here. Not a lot of people. It's like, well, that is true. Yes. And she's like, let's go practice driving. I white knuckled and I stayed all the way onto the right-hand side of the one-way. She's like, Jamie, get on the road. I was like, I'm scared. I believe that I'm supposed to be on this side because they're supposed to be able to yell. She's like, Jamie, you just got to practice being on the road. You don't have to practice like doing all the things. Just practice being in the car on the road. And I'm white-knuckled and I got to turn the volume down to the song to see better. And I am just whoop. Can't even, my heart is racing out of my chest. I got, my throat is tight. I'm so nervous that I'm going to mess up or I'm going to do bad or I'm not going to know where the brake is or I'm not going to know where anything is. And now fast forward, I don't know, however many years later, and I can literally drive in a vehicle, go in like 30 minutes down the road and not even know how I got there. I'd be like, what, did I stop at any light? Did I stop at the stop signs? How did I get here alive? You're just going to learn. And then it's going to drop into the unconscious and it's just going to become a habit. So this is my message to you today. Find the feeling now. Do not separate yourself or put conditional components onto your business. We are unconditional love here. Unconditional. Regardless of the results or the external world, your internal world is what creates the external world. So if you create, and want to achieve, and you're not going to feel this until you get this, guess what? When you get it, it's not going to feel like enough, and you're still going to feel unfulfilled and still feel like a pile of crap. So when you start working on the internal world and feeling the fulfillment and the gratitude now for what is currently existing, your focus is going to shift. Your focus is going to feel expansive, and it's going to feel amazing, and you're going to feel so lit up and so grateful, and all of a sudden, you're going to be in the energetic frequency of creation, which means you're in the energetic frequency of growth in your business. It starts from the internal world, babe. Stop waiting until it arrives to feel fucking good. Feel good now. Feel good now. Because then when it gets here, you're going to be like, I knew you. Thank you. I knew you were coming. Thank you. Come on in. Come on in, right? Feel it now. This is the basis of manifestation, is embodiment. It's embodying the person you want to become while releasing simultaneously all of the dense energy that no longer serves you. And then on top of it, we got to pace ourselves. Time is an illusion, babe. It's an illusion. Give yourself the freedom and the space of releasing these time constraints, whether you've put them on you unconsciously or whether you have put them on you like consciously, unconscious or consciously, release the time restraints. Allow your journey just to be that, a journey of self-exploration and excitement and fun and self-improvement. Oh, so good. And don't be afraid to learn new things. Are you going to suck at it at first? Probably, but that's okay. We all kind of suck at something and then we don't suck. But you got to try. Because if you're feeling a call to it, if you're feeling a pull to it, if you are feeling a call to it, guess what? There's a reason. It would not be in your scope of consciousness if it wasn't made for you. You would not be able to have the thoughts about having a six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure business, having more freedom, making endless sales, helping massive people if that literally wasn't in the path for you. You wouldn't think about it. It's just like, for example, if you're an online entrepreneur, you're probably not having these dreams of being an Olympic swimmer, an Olympic gold medalist. That's because that's not your path, babe. But guess what? Those people that dream about that, that is their path. So if you dream about having a massively successful business that lights you up, that makes money when you sleep, that makes all the impact, that you feel so good, so confident, you have more money than you know what to do with, guess what? That's your path, babe. That's it. That's your path. Listen to it. That's information. And I fully believe, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, I fully believe if you think it, there is a version of you that has it. And that version of you is like, wake up. We got work to do. Let's go. Stop holding yourself back. Stop being afraid to invest in yourself. Stop being afraid to try. Stop being afraid to fuck up. Stop being afraid to fail. Because if you are afraid of failing, you are afraid of success. They are one and the same. You cannot have one without the other. You talk to any six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure business owner, ask them how many times they fucked up. Endless amounts. But the only difference is they've never stopped. Never stopped. So if you have a fear of failure, you have a fear of success. You are blocking it. And that's very, very normal for your body. That's the most normal thing for your body in any essence of change. We talk about this all the time, that the reason change feels so scary, expansion feels so scary, is because it's unfamiliar and your body's like, we don't like unfamiliar. We're used to you not believing in yourself. We're used to you suffering. We're used to you making this amount of money. We're used to you making these kinds of decisions. The second you claim something different, you're saying, unfamiliar, sound the alarm, anxiety, fear, doubt, all of it's going to pop up. But here's the difference is that you will then know how to navigate it. You won't listen to it. You'll just know that that's a natural byproduct of your nervous system and of your brain saying, hey, we're scared. We want something familiar. So when you're in that, search for the familiar. Search for everything that is absolutely going right. Because generally, when you're making a change in your business, it feels like your whole world is changing, but it's really not. But it feels that way because your body says it. I got to rock. I got to go. This has been a 23-minute podcast episode. I like them between 15 and 20, but I just went on a rant today and I'm hoping it lands with somebody. And that's all I got, folks. I love you. Don't give up on yourself. Feel the feelings now. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to fuck up. Don't be afraid to fail. It's part of the process. It's part of being a human and it's a part of being an entrepreneur. It's a roller coaster. Welcome to it. But it gets to be really fun and it gets to be really beautiful when you witness new versions of yourself. So I'm sending you so much love and I believe in you. And if no one told you recently that you're doing a really good job, you are. Keep going. All right. Love you. Bye.